epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back. Pomp and Joe here. Austin Bechtel behind the glass. And Tyler Kennedy is here with us until we sign off today. And Tyler, there was an interesting Instagram social post that came out with Nick Ternasky. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Ternasty?
Yeah.
He was pretty nasty on the golf course. He wasn't the one picking a fight. There was a golf course fight, and he was right in the middle. First of all, who is he, and why would that guy want to mess with him?
So he's...
I assume you... Did you see that, Austin, by the way? The golf fight?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Oh, you got to look it up.
That sounds interesting, though. It's incredible.
It's like going so viral right now. So Nick Ternasky, he was a tough guy, a legit. This is when tough guys were tough guys. This is like when
he looks very huge right now.
Oh, you see the size?
I thought he was a football player when I first saw him.
Something, but he's a big guy. He's probably 6'5", 250 when he played in. He was an AHL, a longtime AHL heavyweight with a couple games, you know, a cup of tea in the NHL.
Right.
But he was like tough as they come. And then obviously he hasn't lost his fighting skills. It's like riding a bike, I guess. But I guess someone was mouthing off to him or something happened on the golf course where he rode up on these guys. And this guy started to play like just not being nice. And obviously it stems from alcohol.
Alcohol. There's no question the guy was jacked on alcohol. And you saw he was mouthing off.
Mouthing off. And then he charged at Nick Ternasky. And you know, that's when you don't know who guys are. This is when,
But he kept coming back for more.
He kept coming back. And the ex-tough guy in the NHL beat the wheels off this guy who thought he was tough. And you watch the video. Everyone's got to look this video up. It's unbelievable.
Did you do it, Austin? Did you look it up?
Yes, I'm looking at it. I just pulled it up right now.
As he's hitting him, he's going bang, bang. And he is hitting this guy square in the face. And this guy is so drunk. He's falling over. He keeps coming back. I think he hit him like 5 times, but just square. And it's like, dude, like, you got to know who you're going against. Like this, like when someone, the drunk guy's trying to intimidate, you can see him. He's trying to like, look like he's tough and scaring him. And the guy behind the video screen is going, dude, you're not scaring him. Dude, that's not going to work with him. And then the guy went and pushed him, and then it was like a mayhem, you know, like where it's just...
No, it got out of control. I hate to see that on a golf course. That's one place you don't expect to see this kind of stuff. But when you get guys like that, and apparently the guy who was drunk and instigated this was on the tee for a long time.
Right.
That's what started it. And he was trying to say, hey, can you move it along? Which is normal, you would say, you know, or let me go through.
Right.
Like, that's a courtesy you would extend to someone when you're taking too long. And he didn't like that. And then he didn't know what he was dealing with.
Tyler, I love that he just grabs the golf shirt as if he's grabbing a jersey in an NHL fight.
If you hear it, he goes, bang, bang. Bang! And you just hear it.
Bang! Every time he landed a punch, he said his own broadcast. Like, bang!
And it's just like the way he hit the guy, just the guy had no defense. His hands were down and it was just right off the side of his head. And, you know, when you get an altercation, there's a couple things you look at. If a guy's a lot bigger than you and he looks like he's kind of knows what he's doing. Or if a guy's got cauliflower ear and he looks like he's a wrestler or he's a UFC fighter, now you got to start picking your fights. You know,
he looks like he threw this dude almost 10 feet.
Like he's like a rat doll. Just grabbed him and threw him.
Completely chucked the guy.
It's crazy how tough these guys. Like, you know, like those. I remember, like those tough guys in the NHL in my beginning of my career, like they were legit fighters. Like they were like that was part of their off-season training, going to like a boxing ring, fighting on the ice, like the Goddards. The George LaRocque's, like that was like shooting the puck for them, you know, how to take a punch, how to keep, you know, all that stuff. And then this guy had no idea who he was.
Well, he didn't know any idea who he was. He was I think he was lit up too much, and that's what leads to these kinds of things. All right, that's funny. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on social media. I want to ask you about two guys you mentioned before, Raquel and Rust. Mm-hmm. Both guys very important to the Penguins. Both guys are legitimate goal scorers, have been around doing this for a while, but they also would be people who could bring back more of what Kyle Dubas needs. When you look at those two guys, what do you think their futures are?
Brian Rust is probably the future Pittsburgh Penguin captain of the team, so you're going to keep him around. I think he's got the pedigree how to win. I think he's so consistent. He brings a consistent effort. I think he's a Pittsburgh Penguin through and through. And it would be a shame to trade a guy like that because he understands the culture of the Penguins through being around Sid, being around Letang for so many years, and he's won. Raquel is a different story. Raquel, if he has another great year and you're at the deadline and you're still not sure you're getting in, like you're getting rid of him. You're trading him to get. I don't think you go after picks. I think you go after players now. You know, we have enough picks. Like, let's go after.
How many picks really are going to turn out to be the kind of people you need?
So we need to trade him for a young guy who's going to be a star in 2 years, who's going to be your top center, your top left winger, your top six. And Raquel's not young, and he had an unbelievable last year. I think he figured out. I think he's got great chemistry with Sid. But the year before with Raquel, he struggled. I think he only had like 20-something goals.
Yeah.
And he struggled to find his feet underneath him. And I think maybe it's just coming from the West. And remember we were talking about guys that really do good in the West. Like Raquel plays that heavy game, that game that's like down low, where I think it took him some time to adjust to more of a skating game out here in the East. So if I'm keeping one or the other, I'm keeping Brian Rust, and I'm going after a young goalie or a defenseman or a power forward.
But like that's why I would have traded Raquel at the deadline, though, TK. Didn't it seem like they were going to get like a first-round pick? That's all the rumors, reports. Dubas wanted more. And then it's the whole, we'll just trade him in the offseason. Doesn't seem like there's the same amount of smoke around Raquel right now that there was then.
Yeah, they had an opportunity, I think. There was a lot of talk about him, and they resisted doing it at the time. But with Sidney Crosby around, you got to have line mates for him too, and you want him to be of the caliber that he needs.
And I think that gets taken into consideration.
Right. It is a business after all, and they have to figure out the best things for them in the future to get them to where they need to go.
And it's tough because you don't want to put Sid with guys that can't play with Sid, right? And when you have Raquel, like Raquel learned how to play with Sidney Crosby.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right.
Even Brian Rust, like those guys play so well. But I don't think you're looking at Sidney Crosby's era of building the team. You know, you're looking after Sid leaves.
Right.
And Raquel, what's that, 2 or 3 years? Like, Raquel's not going to be young. I think you're still trying to go after the guys that are 1 or 2 years in the league that proven they can score 20 goals, that just need a bigger opportunity. And I think that's what you're trading for.
Back to that hockey fight. I looked at it again, so I want to get back to this. Austin, you see the guy who's – there's another guy there who got involved in this. I think he was trying to be a peacemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Nick Ternaski, he didn't care. He threw him aside too. See, when you rile that dude up, I think you're going to end up with more problems. Yeah, he was trying to say, that's enough. That's enough. And then he gets thrown sideways.
Especially after you push, you know, after Nick pushes your buddy 25 yards into the water, like pick him off his feet, like it might not be a good idea to like separate them.
Maybe just back off or, you know, go to the next hole. Just get out of his way.
Sometimes when things go south, like everyone for himself, this guy's trying to be a peacemaker. And, you know, especially those tough guys, when those wires cross, it's very hard to uncross them, you know?
I mean, I just can't imagine that it got to that point where this guy kept coming back. He wanted more and more and more.
Oh.
I wonder if he's married, what his wife would say when she's obviously going to have to take a look at this video.
Which one, Nick or
no? The other guy who got beat up.
You got what you deserve.
Yeah. The wife's probably like, it's about time someone give it to him. Like,
my neighbor's calling me about your actions on the golf course. What are you doing?
But you know? Like, it's easy. Like on the golf course, if someone hits and it comes up near your ankles like once or twice, but if some, you know, when people drink, they always make bad decisions. And I can see how people get out of control on golf courses.
Every time there's a news story, the last line in it is alcohol is believed to be involved.
To be involved, yeah.
It's like, of course, every one of these kind of stories. But I just hate when I see it on a golf course. That's not the place where you're supposed to see this kind of stuff.
I know. It's like supposed to be like a respectful, good game.
Speaking of that, how's your arm? You were in there last time and you did something in the rough to your arm. Now I don't see there's a bandage on it. No sling?
No sling. I feel a lot better. It really come along this week. I'm at probably 80%. I actually was supposed to play yesterday. I canceled because I'm like, I want to make sure when I come back, I feel 100%. But it feels a lot better. But I'm like getting old, Bob. It's crazy. I went from like, I swear I can heal anything in a week when I was in my prime. I'm like 2 weeks. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. You know, like,
Advil's
like
worse,
my best
Tyler.
Friend.
It's only going to get worse. Believe me. There's not much else left. You got to just try to, you just get through it however you can. But when you're a golfer, you're tempted to go out.
You know,
you don't want to risk further injury. And that's one thing I learned about golf. If you have a lie and sometimes there are roots underneath that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit down on a shot and there's a root and a club gets stuck, that's where you really can do some damage there on your.
There's a lot of golf injuries. When I went to the.
You probably didn't think that was a sport that would produce injuries, but you're using a lot of muscles in your body.
It was the last sport I ever thought I'd get hurt at, you know? But like, you know, especially your back, the torque, your hips,
knees. All of it. Back. A lot of guys are. Tiger Woods has had 6 back operations. If not for that, he probably, you know, and not his infidelity, which got him in trouble. He took a 3-hour into the tooth.
Did you ever
notice what happened there?
No.
When his wife at the time when he was – now, this is an interesting story because she apparently – he was on Ambien because he couldn't sleep.
And she
went through his phone and found out everything that she needed to find out. So what happened was, I guess he abruptly woke up, saw what was going on, and kicked him out of the house. And apparently there was a swinging 3-iron involved here.
Because she broke his...
I guess. I mean, I've heard these stories. I don't know what really happened, but all these stories are out there.
She went after his car, right? She was smashing
after the car, but somehow...
With the 3-iron,
with the 3-iron,
right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Why a 3-iron? Listen,
I don't think she's picking, Bob. I think she's grabbing whatever's
clubs there.
But...
Could be the driver, Bob. It doesn't matter.
Well, if it's Joe, it's a 6 hybrid. He won't even bring the driver out, even for something like that. You get much more damage with the driver.
Wow.
Especially those Ambien. They hit you. They hit you. Watch out. That's what, like, a lot of the hockey players used to take. They used to give them, back in the day, they'd give you Ambien like it was candy. Skittles. Yeah. So, like, you know, if you had a hard time sleeping, they'd give you Ambien. And Ambien are like Quaaludes, you know, where if you can battle through going to sleep and you stay up, it's like the funnest time in your life, you know?
Well, I've tried that. It doesn't work for me. I still have issues with trying to get to sleep and whatever. All right, real quick to sum this all up. Kyle Dubas is doing – what grade would you give him to this point? Now, this is a tough situation to analyze only because he's trying, and when he first came here, trying to do what was impossible, contend yet rebuild at the same time. To that point, he made some signings that I'm sure he wishes he hadn't made, like Ryan Graves, like Tristan Jarry, like even bringing in Erik Karlsson. So knowing that, what do you think his grade should be after this short of, what is it, 4 years? How many years has he been here now? Is it three years? Three. Whatever the case. Yeah. He had a 7-year contract, so he still has time. They've given him some leeway here.
Was that too long of a contract too, TK, do you think? 7 years? Like,
well, he probably said, you know what I'm trying to do here.
Yeah.
You know how long this is going to take to make this possible. Your demands are keeping Crosby, Malkin, Letang all together. That's fine, except I'm trying to build beyond them.
Yeah, right. But
how do I do it?
Be like four and then determine how he's done through 4 years
because
and then add
could,
on from there?
Because then they could say, well, in 4 years you haven't done much. What am I waiting for more?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, what if the Pirates gave their GM a 7-year deal? Like, and it struggled through 6 years. Do we really want to see a seventh year? Or should we really see a sixth year?
For all we know, he's already signed. We don't know. They never tell you anything over there, right?
That's a good point, Bob. We do not know how long
How about if we find out he already is guaranteed for next year or beyond?
2 years.
Anyway, so that's a tough situation. So how would you grade him?
Well, the one, I think when he was getting the job, I think he had a plan. I think he gave him a sheet like, hey, this is going to happen. 1, 2, the first 3 or 4 years are going to be tough. And then my plan's going to be in place the last 2 years. That's why I think he signed for such a long time, to give him that leeway to find what he can do. So far, like, I'd give him a B. Like, I don't think he's been bad, but I don't think he's been great. Like you said, the guys he signed to contracts with those big deals, just Graves, Karlsson, Jarry, like, those are tough to swallow and not see as a fan watching the Penguins, as a guy that knows, for a GM. So I right now, I give him a B, but I also believe he has a plan for the future. And I think the next pick, the next trades, the next guy he goes after are what's going to make or break him. You're going to really see what he's all about, because now it's his team. He's got his coach. He's got everyone around him to make it his team. So now when you go after players and they don't work out, he starts to get on that hot seat. So but for a grade, I think it's like a B.
Yeah, I would give him a C just because I expected a little bit more out of the last 3 years. And some of the people he brought in did not help them get to the playoffs. I wanted to see a couple of playoff appearances, and we haven't seen that. And we're out of time. Tyler, it's been fun. Thank you very much, as always. Look forward to seeing you on the golf course at some point. I know you've already played with Joe. You've kind of just basically dissed me all throughout this whole process.
Oh, we're going to play, Joe.
He even calls me Joe. Look at that.
No, so, how about that? I already played with Joe. I want to play with Bob. Everyone at Neville would talk about playing with Bob. I'm like, we entered the radio. I never play with Bob, but they're all like, oh, he's good.
I'm not.
I heard.
You hear misinformation. Don't believe everything. Yeah,
I also heard a little sandbagger, too. So you're
that's also, Bob.
He's
on.
A good player.
Come
Bob,
on.
Of course, Bob.
Bob, you're a good player. Everyone I talk to says you're a stud golfer. No,
that word should not be used.
Well, they not stud, but they say he's good.
Come on.
See,
now he's trying to
he
work
always
me.
Sells
he's
himself
trying to
short.
Work.
He always does.
Trying
being
to get
on
shots.
The Mount Rushmore
I swear,
of Pittsburgh sports.
I swear, Bob, everyone I talk to says you're a good golfer.
Okay.
He golfed, where are you? Jim Ankiewicz, right?
Yeah.
The golf pro at Neville for how many years?
Yeah, for a long time. Won the Bobby Jones Award.
Yeah.
Tremendous what he did, yep.
Says
Bob
Bob's
goes out
golfer.
There, he gets tips all
That's right,
day with
get tips.
Wow.
Those guys go head-to-head.
It's an ever-changing golf swing that has to be looked at by
congratulations on all your success, Bob.
Well, listen, we appreciate it, TK. Always look forward to we'll see you again next Thursday.
Sounds
actually,
good.
I won't be here,
thanks,
but Joe will be here, and you can talk behind my back.
Boy.
I look forward to that. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. The 15-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 or Route 19 in Peters Township. And What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
I like how you say that.
Very kindly.
Very kindly. Today's weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy today with a chance of maybe some rain later, but right now it is Eric Ebron on your thermometer. That would be 85 degrees. Low tonight will be in the 60s. And that's going to do it. Austin, always appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you whenever it is the next time
yes,
I see you.
Yes, Bob, enjoy your trip.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing some golf. Looking forward to getting away. Joe's doing that this week, so you guys can talk about that. Tyler, I'll see you next time I see you as well. Coming up, it's the PM team. It is Pony. Muller's on a golf vacation, speaker in that. Donnie Football will be here. They're going to be over at the casino getting things ramped over there at the casino, which I know is a very, very jam-packed place.
It's jam-packed,
every time.
Bob. Always,
I mean, it's a
is.
Good place to go and hang. And
no
I
doubt.
Think that's the attraction is Andrew Filippone. He's sitting there, you know, spitting out knowledge.
That's right. They want to hear
right.
his takes.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for us. Have a great day. PM Team is up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.